Kim Whitley, how's your baby?
Oh, my baby Joshua is just fine.
Yeah.
He's five. He's big. I just, you know, I appreciate everybody watched Raising Whitley the past season. Those
Does he have a sister?
This is what we're going to do. Hush, Damon.
I heard you were going to adopt.
It was in the conversation.
It was in the conversation, but when I found out that you had to fill out on paperwork to get this baby,
because you didn't have to do that with Joshua.
No, Joshua came real easy. But, you know, when they asked me to read, I was like, ooh, I ain't gonna make it. This baby ain't going to get this girl. It's a lot. They want you to read, and they want you to do fingerprints. They want you to come to court. And
as a comedian, you can't do all that.
No, really? It's just a lot. It's a lot. I figured, you know, they would be handing babies out.
Yeah,
so many of them need homes.
True,
but it's not. It's difficult, huh? But you are going through the process. I'm trying. You're trying.
I'm putting it in God's
hands.
How's
your love life?
It's a lot of problems, Tom.
But you were dating this past season.
I was. I've decided to like men. I mean, not.
Wow.
You all know I like men.
Wow.
Let's not get that out there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to flirt, and you know,
get in touch with your feminine side.
Oh, that's what you gonna say? Just because I sound like a man in the morning, I'm only a man from the waist up. Y'all got me. It's early, but I am. I'm dating.
You're dating?
I am dating.
Yeah.
Anyone special?
Y'all got me on the radio.
Yeah, we got you on the radio.
Oh, y'all wrong. You know what? I like this guy in Atlanta.
Oh,
he might be my Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah,
I like this guy in Vegas. I like this guy in Baltimore. But the one in Atlanta. Yes. Hey, Mr. Reynolds.
Is he a younger fella?
No one is ever younger than me.
Okay.
I don't tell, but he did see my driver's license. Oh man, accidentally put it up there.
When you say hey, Mr. Reynolds, does he say hey back?
Oh,
wow.
Look.
How does he respond?
He says, hello. Oh, hey, baby.
There you go.
So take that out your voice. I mean, I've been a beard before, yes.
And it's a great job.
It's a great job. And I mean, you know.
Because as a beard, you get some benefits.
You get some benefits. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Your clothes are nicely ironed and laid out.
Let me tell you, you get your hair done. You get your clothes picked out. You might be lonely at night in that bed. But what you say, David?
You got to choose between passion and fashion.
Oh, y'all got me off guard this morning. I think
that's a new game show.
Kim Whitley and David Williams in for the vacation at J. Anthony Brown. J is back on Monday.